This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County. Normally, David Pike, who's the Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place, is with me, but this week and next week, he's on a much-deserved break and will be back with us in a couple of weeks. I have with me today my 13-year-old daughter, Samia. She's in the 7th grade, and I brought her with me today for several reasons. One, they're on spring break, and also April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and in order to prevent sexual abuse of our children and rape and such violence as they get older, it's important to make our children aware of what's out there, and not only what's out there, but what can be lurking in within the home or places with folks that we trust. So I want to welcome my daughter Samia to the show today, and hopefully she will speak up. Hello, Samia.
Hello.
I have been talking with people about sexual abuse since 1994, probably before that, but I have been paid to do it since 1994 when I first started working for Department of Social Services and Child Protective Services. And my specialty, through default, I became an expert in sexual abuse cases and was recognized as such in criminal court, and that's why I can say expert witness. They are horrible cases to deal with. They're difficult, but they're very rewarding if you can be the one to intervene and help break that cycle of sexual abuse within a family. And today we're going to talk about some of that, because we often think that, who do we think are going to be the folks who are going to abuse us, sexually abuse us, or rape us? Are they people we know, or are they strangers?
Someone you know?
It's someone we know and someone we trust. And the people who sexually abuse children traditionally are called pedophiles, if they prefer children as their target, and they purposefully set out to be in places where they gain a child's trust. I have interviewed people over the years who are as old as 90, 95 years old, who remember being sexually abused. One lady called me after reading an article in the newspaper several years ago. She called it Easter, which is traditionally a time of rebirth and renewal of the spirit. And she said that she really liked what she had read, and she wanted to do something to help break the cycle. And she disclosed having been sexually abused by her father, who was in a position of authority within the military in another state. He was a leader, and people in her family just could not believe that he had done the things that she said that he did, and including her brother. And she was devastated by that, that, you know, 40 years later, 50 years later, her brother still didn't believe her. So we talked about that some. And one thing that was pivotal that she said was, and I have quoted her in the past, it's the secrets that kill your soul. She said you can get through the physical aspects of it, but it's the secrets. So within my own family, I am making sure that we do not hold secrets. My daughter, I've brought her up to know that there were some secrets within her father's family, which created him to be a very mixed-up adult, and he ultimately died of substance abuse use. And I've been very honest with her about that. There was sexual abuse when he was coming along. And his sisters and I have talked. I said, I'm raising my child to be very open, and we're going to talk secrets. We're going to learn how we break cycles. If you are concerned that your child might be sexually abused, even if it's within your own family, and you want to talk with someone about it, please feel free to call 682-0056 in Yancey County, in Mitchell County, 765-4044. And always report suspicions of child sexual abuse to the appropriate DSS. And you can always reach them through the Sheriff's Department in your county, and they'll connect you with DSS. Next week, we're going to talk some more about how to build self-esteem with our children so that they can make appropriate choices to keep them safe. Again, in Mitchell County, if you have a domestic violence or sexual assault report or something to talk about, 765-4044. In Yancey County, 682-0056. And remember, stopping domestic violence and sexual abuse begins with who? Begins with me and you.